You know, the Warriors have sort of robbed us of our Niner riffs.
What do you mean?
We're so into the Warriors and we got to remember this squad. They're out here. They said their rookie minicamp and the Dwight Clark Legacy Series at Lesher Center in Walnut Creek, June 1st, 7:30. So what is the Dwight Clark Legacy Series? It's a series of roundtable conversations with 49ers greats telling incredible stories and raising money for the Golden Heart Fund in Dwight Clark's name.
There you go.
What more do you need?
Not much.
When the organizers say, who can we assemble? They called Patrick Willis. He said yes. They called Eric Armstead. He said yes.
Awesome.
They called John Lynch. He said yes. They called Charles Haley. He said yes. They called T.O. He said yes.
Damn.
They called B.Y. He said yes. And they said, should we call Steve Young? And he said yes.
Yeah, of course he did.
And now he's on the Murph and Max Show right now. His home away from home. Good morning, Steve.
What's up, boys?
Steve.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. You guys good?
Good, man.
We feel bad that we didn't give you an extra long cooler of content today.
Yeah, right. Don't go there. Why do you have to rub it in?
Right out of the gate,
you
know, Steve.
You guys want to... Look, I understand I walked into a hornet's nest of Waterboy and how much deep depth he has about the, well, I came up with a cooler of content. But, look, you guys have a digressive, esoteric kind of vibe that I just don't think that cooler of content captures the spirit of it.
Gotcha.
So, look, Waterboy, do your thing.
Okay.
Cool. Just say cooler content 10 times, and then you'll start to sense that, like, it's just... Doesn't happen. It doesn't make. Doesn't. It's not happening. So let's make it. Let's make it sing. You know. Come on, Mac. Look, Murph doesn't get it. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Let me get rolling on that, Steve. I'll get my head behind that, and I'll see if I can.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like if you just let that vibe on you, you would be like, okay, yeah. Let me. What can I do here? And you'll come up with it.
Okay.
It'll come to you,
Steve. I'm on it, man.
The quest continues.
Okay.
Steve is chasing this quest with the intensity that he chased, USFL victory at Pierce College.
Here's what I should tell Steve, just to give him a little bit of a view behind the curtain of the politics of the Murph and Max Show. Now, this is the truth. I could come up with a couple of really cool ideas and a couple of different names and stuff like that, but if I bring them to Murph and Murph goes, no, I'm not buying that. I'm not buying it, man.
Yep.
That means we can't go forward with it. So,
we're a team,
it's a democracy, right?
It's the spirit of the 49ers. It was a consensus environment.
You needed to get
everybody on board. In fact, getting Bill Walsh on board was really the most important part of it, right? Because you got to get consensus. So the key is that you'd go to Bill with an idea and you'd make it his. Like, Coach, last week you were talking about this, and I really think that I think you were right.
Yeah.
You were absolutely right about this, and this is the play that we should run because you said he'd be like, oh yeah. I like that. But he'd have to make it up because if you said, hey, Coach, I got a great idea. I came up with this last night myself. He'd be like, that's stupid. That's not
gonna
work. So you got to get Murph to believe that it was his idea.
So this is like,
that's good,
my
man.
Kid just read Tom Sawyer for fourth grade, so it's when he convinced everyone to paint the fence. He said it's really fun.
Exactly.
They wound up paying him to paint the fence. You know what I mean?
Yes. Digressive. Here we go. Let's digress.
All right.
This is what I'm talking about.
Let's rank our top Mark Twain books, 808 Cambier. I'm going Sawyer 1, by the way. Hey, by the way,
let's talk Dwight Clark. How about that?
Well, let's do that. Before we get that, you mentioned Walsh. I had a quick one for you because we talk about Gabe. We're fascinated by Gabe Kapler. He's just against the grain, everything.
Yeah.
You should read Tim Kuhn's piece on ESPN.com.
Very new age. Yep.
But the question that one of the things that came out was the unwritten rules. And I was thinking, what are the unwritten rules of football?
Oh, there's
that's a great question.
Be a whole book. I mean, there's got to be a whole book because football, because of its physical nature, like in other words, your body's at risk. Like people can say in basketball or baseball, your body's at risk. I get it. Like you get hurt, but it's part of it. It's the game, right? The physicality of the game. And so there's this much more of a kind of wartime mentality around how you have to watch for each other and then how you treat other people, the other team, and how do you engage in this kind of warfare on the field and still maintain a competitive spirit and Ronnie Lott's kind of, you know, that's where he was always about. Remember when he fronted up Giants?
Mark Bavaro.
Phil Sims. Remember before the Monday night game, a year after that, Phil Sims said, you know, they laid down like dogs. Remember that one?
Of course.
This is Paulie Mack's sweet spot.
Drives me crazy, Steve. Yeah, I hate that.
So, but remember, he goes to Phil, and he remember where there was like a midfield. He's like, we're warming up, and all of a sudden, Phil and Ronnie's just after him, like just like his finger in his face and blah, blah, blah. And you watch the Giants, and everyone, the unwritten rule is, look, most of the time you go to your guy and you say, look, break it up. Well, you know, we got your back. You know, this was like Ronnie Lott and going after Phil, and the Giants were like, oh, but he's on his own on this one.
Nice. You know? Nice. Yeah, I can't help you.
And what Ronnie was saying, I'm like afterwards, like, you know, Ronnie, half of it's kind of expletive filled, you know, because that's just how we talk. But then it was like, what was the point? And he goes, Steve, people don't understand that if you disrespect the competitive nature of the game, we're in this together. And the second you do, when I win or lose, if you've disrespected me, we don't get the full measure of what the competition could be, both win and losing. You learn on both sides of it. But if you disrespect, then you take away, you steal from the ability, yeah, of the greatness of the competition. And I was like, whoa, yeah. That's profound, because in the end, you know, that meant the world to Ronnie. The competition,
yeah,
and what could come out of it and what you could learn about yourself was the most important thing. And if you're going to just, you know, throw around a shade on people, that he felt like that took it down a notch. So there's so many unwritten rules. We should probably write a book on the unwritten rules in football, because of the physical nature, there's a lot of stuff that has to happen to make it work. Because if you break it, like, you know, when you play, you know if a hit is just a fraction of a second late.
Yep.
And you know its intent. You know by the fact that it's a little bit late that the intent was bad. And then that's when the fights break out. That's when the retaliation comes. How many times have we been getting in the huddle and Harris Bardman, like, I can't believe it. Let's get him right now. And so Jesse's polo, and, you know, Steve Wall's like, okay, let's take him down right now. You know, like, we got our own time. So the next play is like, I'd call a play. They didn't even listen to it. They don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. They just know that somebody's going down.
Nice.
Nice. Somebody's getting hurt.
Yeah. Oh, man. You're right. We could do the buck. But we got to focus on Dwight. And June 1, everybody, listen, these are just a sampling of the conversations you get from Steve and Patrick Willis and Eric Armstead and John Lynch and Charles Haley and T.O., and they're welcoming Bryant Young to the Gold Jacket Club. Let me give you a couple details first before. Everybody should go to the website, DwightClarkAward.com, DwightClarkAward.com, and get tickets. Now, Kirk Reynolds has just put into the silent auction the ultimate package. Weekend in Chicago, Mario Alario donating tickets, Giants, Cubs, and then the Niners donating,
wow,
49ers, Bears.
Nice package. That's great.
Yeah, so you got to go to the silent auction, though, okay, at the event. It's at Lesher Center in Walnut Creek June 1st, and Steve's going to be there. The Dwight Clark Legacy Series. What is it? It's a bunch of roundtable conversations with 49er greats telling great stories and raising money for the Golden Heart Fund in Dwight Clark's name. So, Steve, my question to you on this event is BY. That you guys, you know, Kirk came up with a theme, and we're welcoming Bryant Young to the Gold Jacket Club. And this way, yeah, you get to tell your BY stories.
Oh.
You guys.
Can't wait.
Different sides of the ball.
Yeah.
Same last name. You know what I mean? Go.
The thing about BY is that the greatest story I can tell you about BY is a non-story. Because there's not a lot of, you know, BY, there's not a lot of extracurricular activities with BY. It is about business and about getting a job done. And no matter what, he gives not an inch. Like, there's a lot of guys that are there for, you know, not giggles, but, like, you know, they're back. But BY is all business all the time, getting the job done, and you can count on them. You know, I got your back. You guys know my Ronnie Lott story, but when he guys were, you know, it was early, it was like 89, 88, it was rough, you know, for me, and someone said, you suck. I said, so I did something, and they, you know, one of the other guys on the team said, you suck, you know, or something like that, and Ronnie was like, no, that does not go down this way. And he gave this speech to me about, I got your back, and when I do the I got your back stuff with the team, you know, a couple years ago, and BY was like, that's BY. BY lives in the I got your back world.
Nice.
That's how I exist, to make sure that I have your back. And so for everyone, you're going to have a lot of emotion around BY when we talk about him, because he's like so reflexively defensive of the team and who we are. And it's like the Tom Rathmans of the world, right? It's the guys that, and then because his greatness, usually the guys that are kind of the glue that keep the locker room together, not necessarily the superstars of the team. But BY was the glue and was the superstar. And that's pretty rare. So anyway, we'll talk about him for a long time. I think the event will be great because the stories just start coming out. Like, they're not even prepared. It's like, all of a sudden, they just roll out, and people will love it. But just remember, by being there, you're honoring the legacy and the memory of the great Dwight Clark, number one. And number two, $87, that's Dwight's number, right? So it's $87, is all donated to the Golden Heart Fund. And people need to understand the Golden Heart Fund. Ronnie, Harris Barton, I'm not sure exactly who else, but the 49ers back it, but they administer it. It's a fund that goes to help players from that are still living, any 49er that ever played, that is and is alive, that has a need. And there are so many needs of these players, especially older players that played before 1990 or 1980, but they're ongoing needs. And I hear the stories, and you have a tear for the fact that we have a fund that can support these players in their time of need. And so that's what's happening. It's bi-directional, all the good that's going on. And I have to – look, I have an issue. June 1, by the way, when Kirk came to me and said, hey, look, we got this thing. Dwight Clark, you come to it every year. Can you make it? I'm like, of course, I'm there.
Yeah.
Don't even think about it. And then I was telling my wife the other day, look, June 1, I got to be, you know, at Leisure Center. You know, we got to be over across the bay, and we got to be, you know, Dwight Clark. And she goes, oh, really? Because – that's interesting, Steve, because that's your daughter's 16th birthday.
Ooh. Oh, my God. That's what always happens. I know how it is, man. I get it. Yeah.
So I guess you'll be at the Dwight Clark thing, and I'll be at your daughter's birthday party.
Oh. Maybe we can we combine the two?
Look, this is our secret, right? No one knows about this.
No one's listening.
Yep. Right, no one's listening. I'm going to, as classic athletic move, I got to do both. So, I'm not sure how it's happening.
But it's going to happen.
There might be a helicopter involved. I don't know yet. I haven't figured it out.
Yeah.
But they're both happening. And I told my sweet, dear 16-year-old daughter, Summer, I got your back here. I'm not going to let you down. But we might be having the event about 5:30.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
I don't doubt Steve for a second. I don't doubt you for a second. Steve Young is our guest. And Murph, these guys are all like that. Steve and all his teammates. Steve, here's a story about Ronnie from me to you. This is maybe 10 years ago or so, and we were doing our Christmas auction at the public house over at the baseball park. And, you know, it's our KNBR auction, and we're giving away all kinds of cool stuff. And all of a sudden, totally unannounced, we had no idea this guy was coming. We're in the middle of the auction. We're live on the air. Ronnie Lott comes jogging into the rest. Jogging. It's like 7:30 in the morning. He comes jogging in with a signed jersey over his shoulder, comes up to the table, goes, here, you guys need to auction this off. I got to go. And then he just ran out of the building, and he was going. He's like Superman. But that's kind of like what I think we're going to get with Steve Murph at the Dwight Clark event, is he'll just come sprinting in all disheveled.
It'll be tight.
Yeah.
It'll be tight.
But
you just capture the spirit of Ronnie Lott. What a legacy that'll be. My gosh, he's amazing. But you guys, look, I think it's one of those nights that there's goodness happening every direction. And Eric Armstrong is going to get the Dwight Clark. Am I supposed to announce that? Oh, shoot. I might have let that go. I'm screwing up left and right. But just John Lynch will be there to do that. And it'll be something that if you're a 49er fan, then John's going to give the state of this team. I can't wait to hear what John has to say.
I want Steve front row going. They're going to have any questions. This guy right here in the front row is going to be you.
Yeah.
You'll be like, yeah, I got some questions. Well, what's going on, Debo? Right? You know what I mean? Yes.
as awkward. I mean, you know, the AT&T commercial a few years ago when Joe and I did the awkward commercial. I don't know if you guys have both.
I remember it. Yeah,
hey, Steve, what's up? How you doing? Good you're here for the big game. And then Joe walks in and he goes, Joe, what are you doing here? He goes, Joe's always invited. I'm like, is that a problem, Steve? I'm like, no, it's fine. And we stand up and try to shake, and it's this awkward thing. And it's like awkward. But awkwardness is not to capture exactly what's happening with the 49ers today. It's beyond awkward. I don't even know what to describe it. It is, we'll just say it's super awkward.
It's incredible. So I want you to open.
It's it's tough for everybody. It's tough. I said last year it's fraught with terror, and now it's like a year later, it's like it's fraught with more terror. Like, I don't know exactly how this is going to play out, but it's super awkward.
It is, but you get to ask John Lynch. You get the first question, all right? You get the first question. But everybody go to the website, DwightClarkAward.com. Yeah. Yeah. Lesher Center's beautiful. B.Y.'s leaving his daughter's 16th birthday. Come on, man. That is outstanding. And maybe Summer can take her best pals to the Dwight Clark event.
Not a bad idea.
How's that?
I look, we're figuring it out real time here together, and that's not a bad idea.
I'm
just thinking about how to figure this one out.
Yeah, we can make it special for her. Kirk will make it for her.
It's happening.
What's like your favorite band?
You know what? There might be a helicopter ride in your birthday party.
There you go.
I'm just kidding, I don't know.
What's your favorite band? Maybe Kirk will arrange them to play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Something like, I don't know.
Young the Giant right now. I like the Young the Giant. It's good. Okay.
By the way, how do you handle all the rap, Steve, with the kids these days? You know, come on.
Any advice? Yeah.
A little different than listening to you. I read your book. You used to put on Bruce Springsteen on your Walkman and Run the Hills in Drew Greenwich.
No, it's a long way from Born to Run now.
The lyrics are a little different,
exactly.
Right?
Around the north, the Palmer Hill. So you go down by North Atlanta School, then up Palmer Hill. It should have been called Palmer Mountain. You know what I mean? And then back around. And then you make the commitment before you run. Okay, I'm going to do three laps today. Three laps. But you have to do them.
That's not the one that Jerry ran, is it, Steve?
No, this is in Connecticut.
My bad.
This is Steve in high school.
Nice.
Yeah, this is back in the day.
1980, was
it born? Jerry's Hill is not one. Jerry's Hill never ends.
Did you ever run that one, Steve?
No.
No, you see, you're smart. Yeah.
No, it's not happening. I'm not going to be, it's not happening. But it's a hill that never ends.
Yeah.
The never-ending hill.
I've heard rumor about it.
I'll tell you what, though. June 1, we know where the hill leads. It leads to the Lesher Center, Walnut Creek, Dwight Clark event. By the way, those auctions for the tickets to the weekend in Chicago. And then I think Vegas and the Raiders might be involved, too. It's craziness. Oh, no, Steve, you're a man with a heart of gold. Happy birthday to Summer in advance.
Yeah, happy birthday. That's awesome.
And you get the first question to John Lynch, all right? And thanks for calling in, Steve.
Thanks for the time, Steve. You're the man.
Be good.
You guys are the best.
There he is.
See you, man.
Number 8.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone's senior writer, Brian Hyatt.
Now, here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.